one verse for you tonight. Isaiah chapter 45. And friends, I'm going to tell you right now that God answered my prayer, because this is about as simple as it gets. About as simple as it gets. Isaiah chapter 45, verse number 22. Yeah. Yeah. This, you know, and honestly, I hadn't read this verse in a coon days. I mean, it had been a long time. And God, just through a series of circumstances, brought me to this verse and just simply says, "Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is none else." Brother, I tell you, I don't even have to expound on that. You know, I mean, if you can just read common, ordinary English, nobody has to explain that verse of Scripture to you. It's just as plain, it's just as simple, it's just as anything can be. Look unto me. Just, I'm glad God didn't set a bunch of rules you had to do to get saved. Amen. He didn't list 10 different things that you had to accomplish in order to get into heaven. He just said, "Look unto me." He didn't, and I mentioned this the other night. He didn't say you have to be so close. He didn't have to say that you had to have such and such eyesight to see him. He just simply says, "Look unto me." Just look the best you can.
Yeah.
I can double the attendance in any church service just by closing my left eye. Several years ago, got a piece of steel in the very center of my eye, and they had to grind on it about a half hour and about five different times to get that out and get all the rust out. And now I have a divot in the center of my eye, and I see double out of this eye. And so, you know, I can easily increase the attendance just by closing. But even with a bad eye, I just have to look. You know, I don't have to see plainly. I just have to look to Him. And because the Bible says, "Look unto me and be ye saved." I be you saved. That's what we're here for this week. That's why we're coming every night. That's why people are singing, and I love to hear these kids sing. I'd come every night to hear these kids sing if I came for no other reason. But look unto me and be ye saved. Who? All the ends of the earth. That's you tonight. If you're here and you don't know Him, He's done given you the invitation. He's done invited you to come. I got invited to a graduation party two or three weeks from now. I don't know whether I go or not, but I got invited. But this is God's invitation to you to come into His family. It's His invitation to you to get saved, to know Him in the forgiveness of sin. And it says, "All the ends of the earth, for I am God." I am God. You know, who else could say that? Who else? A lot of people have got a lot of different beliefs and a lot of different religions and what have you. But right here, just as plain and simple, He says, "I am God, and there is none else." Only one God. Only one. But now I'm going to let you off that easy, okay? We're going to read that verse of Scripture, but then we're going to talk about a couple other things, all right? I've got to reading over in the book of Psalms, and I don't know, it seems like Psalms have been awful popular today for some reason, but anyhow, in Psalms chapter 14, and you can keep up with me, or you can just let me read it to you, okay? But it says in Psalms 14:2, "The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They all were gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one."
Right.
I'm here to tell you tonight that the good Lord looked down one day and He saw the mess we were in.
Yeah.
He saw the problems that we had. He saw how things were going here on the planet Earth. And He knew that something had to be done. He knew that, you know, that we were bound and determined to destroy ourselves and to live in sin and spend an eternity in hell if something didn't happen. And so the Lord looked down and He took mercy on people like you and I.
Yeah.
And you know, but it wouldn't have been enough for Him just to look down. I mean, He was sitting in the portals of glory and He looked down. But boy, I'm glad He came down. Yeah, I am. And Galatians, I done lost my scripture there. I don't remember where I put it now. Give me a minute. Galatians chapter 4, verse 4 said, "When the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman." Not made of a woman and a man. But made of a woman. Yeah, that's important, folks. It really is. But the Lord came down. The Lord looked down and the Lord came down. He came to reveal God's love to us. We've got a few old chickens there at the house, and I don't matter how I try, I can't talk chicken talk. You know? I go out there and my wife, she can just pick them up and hug on them and love on them. Well, I don't know why you want to hug on a chicken to begin with, Granny. But anyhow, but I just don't speak chicken language, you know. But that's why God came down. He came down so we could identify with Him. So He came clothed in human flesh, looking like us, walking like us, talking like us. Didn't act like us, but he in every other way He resembled us. And He came down because He wanted to reveal His love and His purpose and His mercy and His grace to mankind. He came to redeem us from the curse of sin. He came to give us a home in heaven. He came to give us hope beyond this old veil of tears in which He did, in which we live. God sent Jesus Christ to redeem His people. To redeem us from the curse of sin. The Lord looked down, the Lord came down, and then the Lord laid down. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 3, verse 16, "Hereby perceive we the love of God, because He laid down His life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren." That's how we ought to operate. That's how we ought to be living. That's how we ought to be loving. Is we ought to be willing to sacrifice ourselves for our brethren. But I'm glad that the Lord laid down His life for me. He stayed on the cross. He didn't have to. I know the song says He could have called 10,000 angels. That's not what the Bible says. Let me give you a word of advice tonight, okay? Won't cost you anything extra. Don't base your theology on the songs you hear. Base your theology on the Word of God, because there's a whole lot of songs, got a whole lot of stuff all mixed up. All mixed up. But anyhow, He laid down. He satisfied God's demand for salvation when He died on the cross for our sins. The Lord looked down. The Lord came down. The Lord laid down. And He died on Calvary. And then He sat down. Bible says that, you know, in Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, that God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son, whom He hath appointed heir of all things, who by whom also He made the worlds, who being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person, and upholding all things by the word of His power, when He had by Himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high. Brother, He looked down, He came down, He laid down, and then He sat down. He said, "It's finished." And that's where He still is today. Sitting on the right hand of the Father, making intercession, being the mediator between us as sinful people and God, who is a holy God, who will not look upon sin. I'm glad that His work is finished. Brother, when He said it's finished, He meant it's finished. In the Greek, it means it's finished. In Hebrew, it means it's finished. In English, in Haitian Creole, it means it's finished. It's done. It's over with. He did it all. We don't have to do anything except the free gift. Except the free gift that He offers to us.
Yes, sir.
He looked down. He came down. He laid down. He sat down. And then the Lord reaches down. Everybody remembers the story of Peter and how they were out on the ocean, out on the sea, and how the sea became boisterous and the Lord came walking to him on the water. And Peter said, "Lord, if it be Thee, bid me Thou come to me."
Yeah.
"Lord, if it's You, just bids me come to Thee." You know, that's the kind of way we were, Miss Hope, when we were getting saved. And, you know, just, "God, if it's You, just come to me." And that's what the Lord did. But He reaches down, and old Peter, you know the story, but Peter got out of the boat, and I'm going to tell you right now, he had more faith than I got.
Right.
I don't like being out of sight of land to begin with. And if I'm out of sight of land, I definitely ain't getting out of the boat. You know? And, I mean, that's just common sense. But the Lord reaches down and He saved Peter that day. And, you know, that's God. When they sang it the other night, when I could not come to where He was, He came to me.
Amen.
He came to me. He reached down. What's that old song say? He reached way down.
Yeah. Amen.
But He reached way down when He got me.
Yes,
set my feet. Pulled me up out of old miry pit.
Yes.
Them old rotten rags of my own righteousness under my arms, like the prophet over there, Jeremiah, when they cast him in the king's dungeon. And his buddy in the king's house knew that he was going to die down there. So they took those old rotten rags and put him under his arms, and they took a rope and they pulled him out. You see, they didn't try to pull him out by those old rotten rags. They wouldn't have stood the strain. They wouldn't have held the load. And that's the way our righteousness is. It won't stand the strain. It won't hold the load. But it takes a threefold cord of God's love to come reach down to where we are and pull us out of that old miry pit. So the Lord looked down. He came down. He laid down. He sat down. He reaches down. And praise God, one of these days, He's a coming down. He's a coming down. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13. You know, "I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him." Brother, He's coming down. Are you ready to go? Either get right or get left.
Amen.
Either get right or get left. That's as simple as I know how to put it. "Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else." Get right or get left. There's only two ways. There's the broad way, there's the narrow way. There's only two places. There's heaven and there's a hell. There's only one God. And that's the one we read about in Isaiah 45:22. But the Lord's coming down one of these days. He's gonna catch His bride away. There's going to be a great banquet in heaven. Going to sit down. Marriage supper of the Lamb. Man, oh man.
Yeah, be good.
I've done a lot of weddings down through the years, just like most of all the rest of you have that are preachers, and I love me a good wedding feast. Now, I don't care anything about cake. I'll take cornbread over cake any day of the week.
Amen.
And but I've eaten some good dinners at some of these weddings. But I'm gonna tell you what. And I've seen some pretty brides. I had a wedding one time on the side of the road, Mark. At a wide place on the road. And that's where the bride wanted to get married, because that's where her grandma and grandpa got married umpteen years ago. And, I mean, there we were, and the traffic was zooming by, and she had on next to my daughter's wedding gown. She had on the most beautiful wedding gown that I've ever seen in my life. And people going by were just blowing their horns and tooping and hollering. And we had a big old time, you know. In fact, I was looking through some sermon notes one day this week, just kind of browsing through some things, and I found her wedding ceremony that I used, that I wrote out that day. I've never done the same wedding ceremony twice. I've never done the same funeral service twice, and I'm sure these other guys haven't either. Everyone is different. The wedding of the Lamb is going to be something unlike anything we have ever seen. Candy, I know it refers to a lot of things, but I believe it also refers to this, that eyes not seen and ears not heard, and neither is in the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them that love Him. I know that refers to a lot of things, and we don't always use that verse of Scripture in the right way, but it's still really, really good, I think. But the Lord's going to put down one of these days, and that's my last point. The Lord's going to put down the king, the old evil of this world. Yeah. One of these days, the old devil's going to be cast into the lake of fire and brimstone. He knows what his end is. He knows it's getting closer and closer. That's why he's fighting so hard.
Yes, sir.
He knows that he's almost a defeated foe. And that's why there's so much craziness going on in our society. He's doing everything that he can to disrupt and to turn people aside and to lead people in the wrong direction and all of that stuff. My friends, I just wanted to encourage you tonight. Just stick with the book.
Yeah.
Stick with God. He said, I am the Lord. I am God. There is none else. There's nobody else. There's nobody like Him. Nobody like Him, just like we said last night. The half still hasn't been told. You think about it tonight. All right, it's been a good place to be. And if you're here and you don't know Him as your personal Savior, I believe it's the simple things that will get people to see that they're lost. I don't believe it's wrapped up in a preacher's ability to use fancy words or, you know, do this, do that, or the other. I believe it's just the simple things that'll knock on somebody's door and that help them to see that they're lost and undone and that they need a Savior. And so that's what we're here for tonight. We're going to have a song of invitation, and I'm going to ask you, if you're here and you don't know my Savior, if you don't know my Lord, I'm going to ask you if you'd like to come tonight. And we've had a good time already, but you ain't seen nothing yet if you just come and receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. You talk about shouting the glory down. You're talking about rejoicing in what God has done and what God's doing. When we see a child that's born into the kingdom of heaven, brother, it just makes the whole world a better place. It really does. So if you're here tonight, I have told you earlier this week, I can't save you. I can't even say anything that would save you. It's between you and God. You see, that's why I can have confidence tonight that in spite of what I say or in spite of what I didn't say, God can still do His work. The Holy Spirit can still do His work. He doesn't need me, but He wants you. He wants you. Look unto me, all ye the ends of the earth. I am God, and there's none else. There's nobody else. You need to come to Him. Come to Jesus. How about it tonight? Let's stand. Let's sing. 282.